Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Megan, Anastasia, and Sydney with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, several teenagers are being investigated by police after a gathering outside the Brisbane Church of Scientology on Saturday. Around 200 people participated in the TikTok trend of Scientology speedrunning, an attempt that failed due to the doors being locked, with much of the ensuing footage captured by the speedrunners themselves. The three officers initially deployed outside the church were quickly overwhelmed by the crowd. A 15-year-old from Varsity Lakes were charged with unlawful entry of a motor vehicle, while an 18-year-old from Deception Bay faces three charges and is alleged to be the individual that rode his BMX over a police vehicle. Both will appear in Brisbane Children's and Brisbane Magistrates Court, respectively, on May 29th. In more local news, tech giant Apple is expanding its carbon-saving mission into macadamia orchids in the Bundaberg region, joining a pool of global investors investing in Queensland's macadamia nut industry. The 1,800-hectare land has been previously transformed from sugarcane land into the nation's largest single macadamia orchids through Project Paradise. The project demonstrates the environmental potential of the land that attracts global investors. Despite a lack of global carbon rules specific to crops, fund managers still believe in macadamia's high-value natural capital asset. Director of Macadamia Farm Management Scott Alcott believes that macadamia is a cleaner way of investing money so that you're not putting it into coal or something worse.
In national news, a 47-year-old Gosnells man has been charged with 5 counts of leaving an indecent or obscene article in or upon a place. The details of the arrest for the alleged distribution of queerphobic leaflets emerged on Sunday, and the man is expected to face the Perth Magistrates Court on July 15, 2026. Around 40 reports were made to police between July 2024 and March 2026 about the flyers that allegedly contained indecent commentary and images of adult men within the LGBTQIA+ community. Community leaders and politicians are calling for stricter anti-discrimination laws amidst the ongoing investigation. Humpback whales have been documented off the coast of Western Australia, displaying unusual behaviors described as pirouetting or gaping without the intention of feeding. As autumn commences, whale watching season has officially begun in May, with the mammal's annual migration from the Antarctic waters to Australia's east and west coasts. The Rescue and Research of Cetaceans organization in Australia says the behavior of lunging typically only happens during whale feeding periods. Lunge feeding is an effective feeding strategy where extensive volumes of water are engulfed, then expelled to trap prey. However, it is reported that humpback whales do not tend to feed during the first 4 to 6 months of their migration and instead rely on fat reserves. Although experts have not come to any firm conclusions, it has been identified that this behavior is possible play or social signaling. Dr. Vanessa Parada, a renowned Australian whale scientist, says, "Just when we think we know a lot about humpback whales, we don't."
In international news, U.S. President Donald Trump has rejected Iran's response to a U.S.-backed peace proposal, calling it totally unacceptable. Trump took to Truth Social to comment on Iran's response after the letter was reportedly delivered through Pakistani mediators. The response reportedly focuses on ending the war on all fronts, a halt to a U.S. naval blockade, and guarantees of no further attacks on Iran. However, Iran warns it will deliver a decisive and immediate response against any new U.S. strikes or foreign warships entering the Strait of Hormuz. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the conflict will not end until Iran's stockpile of enriched uranium is taken out and nuclear facilities are dismantled. This follows Israel's continued IS strikes in Lebanon over the weekend. For your weather, it is currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. Brisbane can expect a shower or two throughout the day. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5. That's all for your news at 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.